After only a few seconds, the door opened, and I had a very unsettling moment of disorientation. The man who opened the door and stood looking down at us was very nearly a dead ringer for Lurch, the butler on the old Addams Family TV show. He was close to 7 feet tall and wore a classic butler's outfit, complete with morning coat. But happily for my sense of unreality, when he spoke to us, it was in a high voice with a thick Cuban accent.
"Jurang," he said.
Deborah held up her badge. She had to hold it up straight in the air, as high as her arm could reach, to get it anywhere close to Lurch's face. "Police," she said. "Let us in." Lurch put a long, knobby finger on the sign that said Private Club.
"He's a private club," he said.
Deborah looked up at him, and in spite of the fact that he was almost 2 feet taller and had a much cooler costume, he took a half step backward. "Let me in," she said, "or I will come back with a warrant and La Migra, and you will wish you had never been born." And whether it was the threat of INS or just the magic of Deborah's glare, he stepped to the side and held the door open for us. Debs put away her badge and stormed in past the man, and I followed. Inside the club, the thumping sound that had been annoying outside turned into a pure agony of overwhelming noise. Riding over the top of the torturous beat was a reedy electronic sound, two notes played together that did not quite harmonize but went through a 10-second pattern that repeated over and over. Every two or three times the pattern repeated, a deep electronically distorted voice would whisper something over the music, low and wicked and suggestive and sounding far too much like the nearly heard voice of the passenger. We went down a short hallway toward the place where the hideous din was coming from, and as we got closer, I could see the reflected fluttering of what appeared to be a strobe light, except that it was black light. Somebody shouted, "Woo!" and the lights went wine red, flickered rapidly, and then, as a new and more horrible song started up, the light turned bright white and then back to ultraviolet. The beat never stopped and never changed, but the two reedy notes went into a new pattern, accompanied now by a shattering screech that might have been a distorted and badly tuned electric guitar. And then the voice again, this time audible. "Just drink it," it said. And it was answered by several voices calling, "Woo!" and other syllables of modern encouragement. And then as we got to the doorway, the deep malignant voice gave a kind of old movie evil chuckle. "Mu-ha-ha-ha-ha!" And then we were looking into the main room of the club.